brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live here. It is Friday, and of course, it is the 23rd day of September 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have an absolutely jam-packed radio broadcast lined up for you today. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us with a news story that is just so incredible. And it's even more incredible because the New York Times, the BBC, they all admit openly that it's true, but basically just whitewash it and say that it's no big deal. And that, of course, is World Bank-funded troops going in and slaughtering people and burning down their houses in the name of the environment. And this is the new Green Army system that is being promoted worldwide. Just a month ago, the United Nations came out and said, we're going to have a new Green Army that responds to governments that pollute. You'll be invaded. Of course, the globalists themselves, when nuclear reactors blow up, they'll just tell you radiation's good for you, or when they genetically modify the crops that openly sterilize all the mammal species that are fed it. That won't be a problem. It's just if they want your resources, they're going to say you're an environmental criminal. And they're also going to invade areas that are having crises because of climate change. Amazing information that is all coming up today. And we'll be going over that amazing article that is at Infowars.com. Also, I learned of this yesterday. A lot of people have known about it for weeks. We're so busy with the nightly news and tracking all the economic developments and military developments that we didn't notice this big, massive 81 agency, but now we learn it's actually over 100, giant federal takeover drill taking place in Denver. And they normally have some of the biggest federal takeover drills in Denver. They've top off one, top off two. National level exercises have been based there before, and Aaron Dykes and Dara McBreen, I put them on a plane last night. They've been shooting videos since last night and uploading it to our YouTube channel and to PrisonPlanet.tv throughout the evening, and Kurt Nimmo has a big report up there on site for you on that front. They're going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour with a live report on the ground from Denver, Operation Mountain Guardian, simulated terrorism in Denver, with the military on the streets, with the police, and all the local agencies. There's the headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Martial law drill commences as economy begins descent. Continuing, here's another one. Oh, my gosh. Operation Mountain Guardian terrorist attack response drill will take place tomorrow. Again, this is all out of the news. Yesterday, we have our people there on the ground, and they're going to be reporting for us. Also, you know that, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, Aaron Zellman, head of a great pro-Second Amendment group, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, died. And he hadn't made a big deal out of it. I didn't even know he was sick with cancer, but he did die. We're going to have the new head of the group, David Ben-Dori, will be joining us. He's also a rabbi. And we'll be discussing the Second Amendment with him for about 30 minutes, start of the next hour. And then, of course, Bob Chapman, as usual, joins us. And I'm probably going to air some excerpts from last night's InfoWars Nightly News here while Chapman's on with us with Sherry Tenpenny, where she agreed that it looks like there's evidence the Gardasil is actually an autoimmune weapon purposely designed to implant the cancer virus into the DNA of the body. So we'll be breaking that down as well coming up. It's a jam-packed transmission. We'll also watch the continued meltdown of the stock market. Stay with us.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. An extremely important transmission lined up for you on this live Friday edition. It is the 23rd day of September 2011. Of course, I'll be back tonight, 7 p.m. Central, with an in-depth analysis of what's happening with the economy. And so much more tonight with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. My head is spinning right now with the news. Obviously, the stock market is continuing the plunge that it began yesterday on word of this new manipulation of the bond market, which, in my view, is a form of quantitative easing, and more signals that official quantitative easing or monetization of debt and issuance of more currency is going to commence. Greek default talk gathers pace. G20 is saying they need another bailout to the central bankers and need Europe to hand over what sovereignty it has left to the private banking cartel. Michael Moore is threatening the rich, saying let's deal with it nonviolently now or it's going to get violent. What the man worth hundreds of millions is actually doing is saying, let's get rid of the middle class and transfer all the money offshore, or we're going to use our communist forces, who are idiots, to rob what's left of the middle class. That's basically what's happening. Pressure from above and below. The ultra-rich use the welfare queens as their army to threaten to burn down cities if they don't destroy what's left of the middle class. And Michael Moore knows full well exactly what he's doing. That's why the establishment puts him out there and finances him. Also, Ahmadinejad obviously spoke at the UN yesterday, and there was a big U.S.-Israel walkout. He brought up the World Trade Center's controlled demolition. As an engineer, as thousands of other engineers have said, it's clearly controlled demolition. So now the spin is you're, you know, an Iranian Revolutionary Guard supporter if you understand the laws of physics. You know, you watch Building 7 fall in its own footprint. You see the police say, get back, they're going to blow it up. The firefighters say there were bombs in there. The deputy head of emergency management says there's bombs. You're supposed to ignore all that and just say, well, Ahmadinejad says it looks like it's a controlled demolition, so it must not be. So the media is seizing upon that. There's just so much we're going to be covering today. Rabbi David Ben-Dori, the new head of Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, a great Second Amendment group. We're sad at the passing in the last year of Aaron Zellman, the director of it. He's going to be popping in with his take on Fast and Furious and some updates on that briefly in the next hour. Then, of course, Bob Chapman is joining us. I went ahead and sent reporters yesterday to this giant martial law drill, and that's what it is. Last year, I sent Rob Dube and Jason Douglas, our reporters, up to Illinois, where they practice putting citizens in the sports stadium and taking over shopping malls, and the military was involved. Same thing's happening here, and I decided to do this yesterday at about 2 o'clock. The guys were on a plane at 6. They already shot more than 10 reports last night that are all up at Infowars.com already. Interviews with Homeland Security people, you name it, helicopters, all of it's up there. They're in a school drill right now. But all of this is about creating the perception of fear, about creating the perception that terrorism is real, this new rollout, branding away from Al-Qaeda to domestic, mainly Tea Party, anti-globalist groups. That was going on behind the scenes for years. Now it's a public rollout with the white Al-Qaeda as the new branding. If you don't like globalism, well, A, you must be white because nobody else could be anti-globalist or pro-liberty. So it already divides people and makes a pro-constitution movement white, as MSNBC talking points say, and now Homeland Security. And then not only are you white, which of course is bad nowadays, but you're also a terrorist. So all of that is going on. Continuing, they were reporting 81 agencies. Now they're reporting, we have a Sheriff's Department document that Kurt Nemo has written about. It's now more than 100. And at the end of the day, it's a fear-mongering, federalization, takeover exercise. We'll be talking to Aaron Dykes and Darren McBrain coming up. But we'll just get them on both of their cell phones and just see which one is the best from on the ground there. I talked to Aaron right before I went live. It sounded pretty good where he was at. Continuing here, Perry caught in blatant lie over support for bailouts. That's big news. Also, Perry came out in the debate last night and said, look, I am for state and tuition for illegal aliens. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens from California or Oklahoma, if they move to Texas, don't get in-state tuition. Why did Perry support it and got an award from Vicente Fox for it? And he said, you got to have a heart. Really, if I go to Mexico illegally, they will put me in hard labor for 6 to 12 months, literally in dirt floor facilities, and if my family doesn't send money, I will be allowed to starve to death. Mexico admits this. In fact, you can type in, Mexico admits they have harsh immigration laws. Some of the harshest. North Korea maybe is worse. Literally. So can I go down to Mexico and get some in-state tuition? Come on. Give it to me. Oh, no. See, there's this American guilt. There's this guilt. And don't worry, we're bankrupting. We're falling apart. We're a joke. And we've got 800-plus sanctuary cities where the illegals are allowed to drink and drive, do whatever they want. It's on record. So that's all coming up. And Perry's been caught, again, lying and saying he didn't support the bailouts. Mitt Romney supported them. Bill O'Reilly supported them. Who else supported them of the neocondom? Glenn Beck supported them. They all supported them. All of them except Michael Savage. Every single stinking one of them at the key point supported it. Michael Savage certainly isn't perfect, but he will say the government's getting ready to stage terror attacks and that we shouldn't be for the bailout. So I get credit where credit's due. All the rest of them supported the bailouts. And now, 3.5 years later, they hope you don't remember and notice, but Steve Watson's got the video clips and the quotes. Oh, I'm sorry, Perry. Now, all of this pales in significance to the next piece of news by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is some of the most important news that I have covered in a long time. Now, I remember a couple months ago, the London Guardian and others reported that the UN had announced a new green army that will invade countries that, quote, are engaged in environmental crimes. Now, if you're a globalist-run system, which is most countries, you can have reactors blow up. They'll just say it's nutritional, splice all the different plants together, that sterilizes all the mammals it's tested on, GMO, it's great. Bisphenol A and all the major products, the soup cans, you name it, that's all part of the plan. They're saying they will invade your country. The UN just got done invading Ivory Coast a few months ago, and admittedly, the rebels killed tens of thousands and took over. And it's a UN takeover for the diamonds in that case. Now, the New York Times and others admit this is going on. This article, when you hear this, this is admitted, but they just basically whitewash it. Kind of like this LA Times article, 30,000 mostly black Libyans flee a single town. There are giant mass graves, and in some cases, giant dead piles of black people, black Libyans, the Al-Qaeda forces that NATO has put in, are publicly engaged in a massacre that will soon reach Rwandan proportions. We told you about this 6 months ago. It had begun. Now it's just pell-mell, kill any black you come across. And again, the liberals will have a heart attack if somebody doesn't hand over their bank account. They'll say, give us your bank account, give us government health care, give the foreign banks all your money or you're racist. And whites just slip their wrist and go, I'm guilty. Take everything I've got. Give it to Al Gore. Meanwhile, the UN all over the world is slaughtering, quote, minorities, which are the majority globally. And it's part of a racist eugenics program. And LA Times is just mass murder, total death. New York Times admits it. But don't worry. David Cameron has gone to the United Nations. David, and we're going to Paul here in a moment, into the next segment. He's gone to the United Nations and said, yes, let's invade more countries under humanitarian auspices. So they fund rebels, they rebel, the government fights back, the population fights back, NATO bombs the country for 5-6 months and invades and then slaughters any minority group and then calls it loving and liberal because a Peace Prize president's running it. After all, he's part black, so it must be good. Again, this is all political correctness, like a sick mental illness. Now, here's the latest news. They invade your country over environmental reasons. They invade your country over humanitarian reasons, having rebels try to overthrow it. Here's Paul Watson's headline, and it's all true. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming. And the mainstream news actually says, well, it's for the earth. Line up the family, shoot them, burn them, kill everybody. It's a program to come in and displace the people to, quote, plant trees as part of their carbon allotment. And Paul Watson joins us. We're going to break in a moment, Paul. But what's even more incredible than the UN-backed forces murdering people, Paul, is that the media is like, well, it's okay. This is loving. This is a sacrament of death, Paul.
Well, I mean, just look at the headline that the New York Times puts on top of this astounding story. In scramble for land, group says, company pushed Ugandans out. Just gently pushed them out. And then you actually read what the villagers reported was done. Burning down homes, killing children, beating people up, threatening to shoot them in the head if they resist. You know, just gently pushing them out. And of course, this is all being run under the order of the World Bank and other banks like HSBC, transnational corporations. It's called the New Forests Company, and it's basically working with the brutal Ugandan government. They've evicted more than 20,000 Africans and also people in South America from their land. Basically, little warning, no compensation, armed troops turn up, set everybody's houses on fire, beat and kill anyone who resists. There's a report of children being killed in this New York Times article.
But that's a gentle push. That's a nudge, Paul.
Just a gentle push,
and
yeah.
We wonder why we have 30 million illegal aliens here. This was done in the 80s and 90s all over southern and central Mexico. On record, they came and took land that people have been on for thousands of years under a UN program. They even had rebellions in Yucatan over it. We'll be right back to break this down. This is the loving liberal genocide that you love so much. And they say it's for the earth. Oh, so loving. Oh.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Think about how incredible this is, how off the charts. Cameron and the UN, the Prime Minister of England and the UN, are openly in the news yesterday saying we're going to have more humanitarian interventions like Libya, Ivory Coast, and others. They're talking about Syria. And it's on record the West is funding rebels in all these countries to try to overthrow them. They're going into Libya, and now it's been admitted for weeks, what we told you 6 months ago. They are murdering blacks on site who live in North Africa, who are part of the country. They are killing them. I saw a report where they shot toddlers and killed them yesterday in the Associated Press because their names, last names were Gaddafi. that's basically like Jones or Smith in Libya. Very common name. And they just killed him. I mean, this is what's... They got him at the airport. Caught him at the airport. They just lined him up and shot him. That was in the news yesterday, and it's like, oh, this is so humanitarian. And now I'm reading the New York Times and others, and they're like, well, yeah, World Bank-run company, and they just say when they come into an area, oh, we're doing this to plant trees. It's for a forest. And basically, we've seen this over and over again with the UN, Agenda 21, UN biosphere zones. They go and enforce the indigenous populations out. This is incredible. Paul Watson, please continue with your report. Hold on, we're going to get you. You need to start over. I'm sorry, you weren't faded up. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the New Forest Company, which is a British company. Its primary investor is the World Bank. It's run by the current HSBC managing director. And also on its board of directors are several investment bankers, including one who worked for Goldman Sachs. Basically, they make money out of seizing the land of poor villages in Africa primarily, planting trees and then selling the carbon offsets to transnational corporations who can then, quote, pollute. And, of course, the cost is merely passed on to us, the consumer. And then afterwards, they just chop down the trees and sell them for timber anyway. So you've got this group, which is basically run by the World Bank. It's the World Bank front, working in alliance with the Ugandan government and the army. They show up at villages, threaten people to get out of their homes. If they don't, they kill them. They set the homes on fire. And then they, for example, in this one village, which is mentioned in the New York Times article, the school where the kids were taught, which, of course, is very important in Africa, where education is so lacking, the school is now the headquarters for this British sustainability company. So they ransack entire villages and towns. Farmers have the whole plantations destroyed. There's one case in a Guardian article, which is about the same issue, where the guy talks about, you know, he was growing bananas, he was growing sugar canes, he was feeding his children. Now he's, you know, the poorest guy there. Malaria, malnutrition, all exploding as a result of this. And it's, again, it's neo-colonialism under the guise of protecting against global warming. This is killing the African dream of development and a reasonable standard of living through global warming hysteria, which is all run by transnational banks and corporations who invoke this climate change con to raise villages and steal land so they can take a slice of this multi-billion-dollar carbon trading Ponzi scheme.
And Paul, as the 1948 British Royal Commission admitted, it was adopted by the U.S. government as policy on record. We cover an endgame. They said, if we let the third world industrialize, they'll stop having as many kids, but we're going to block them from industrializing. They're going to have a bunch of kids, but then we'll just mitigate with birth control and land use and use food as a weapon, as Kissinger repeated in 73, in State Department Memorandum 200. And so this is so cold-blooded, just like the carbon taxes in Copenhagen, we learned, were right at double what they would be on the third world, what they would be on the West. This is a death sentence by a bunch of eugenicists, but as long as they say they're liberal, it's okay. And trendies all over Austin have carbon offset stickers on their cars and pay money to these very groups so they can run around mass murdering black people. They love it, too. I mean, you tell a liberal, they're like, good, murder them all. There's too many. I'm liberal. Ah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, progressives who hyperventilate about, you know, global warming impacting poor people the most and how we need to reduce our living standards, when global warming alarmism itself is not just reducing the living standards of the poor, it's starving them to death. I mean, look at biofuels. You've got countries like Swaziland and Haiti, where they're living on mud pies. You know, food prices double because all these transnational corporations
Paul,
are seizing
stay
the
there.
Land.
Stay there. We're going to Aaron. We're going to get him online now, but I want you to finish when we come back. This is part of a larger program, and I want to tie it in, as you were just doing, with the Copenhagen Treaty, with the biofuels, admittedly killing millions more every year via starvation. And you bring this up to a liberal trendy, they'll just go, I'm not a liberal trendy. Okay? I mean, they're really Nazis, and they love it. It's so much fun for them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Watson is here with us. When you hear me start hyperventilating and getting angry and calling the globalists scum, I'm just being real. I am here basically attempting to get you to wake up and get out of your trance. I want to explain something. The eugenicists said in the 50s, Hitler embarrassed us. We're going to now say we're a green movement, and we're going to cut off the resources to the third world. We do not want them to develop, so we're going to let them overpopulate, even from their perspective. You can debate whether it's overpopulated or not. It's a cold-blooded, militarized attack, and now all over the world, I've been there, Mexico, you name it, they come in and force the people off their ancestral land who are living sustainably, in nature, happily. They herd them into the cities. They give them the vaccines. Mexico City's got 35 million people. Something like 20% of the children are born with a syndrome where their brain is underdeveloped, and they don't ever even talk or move. They're just vegetables. And the parents just take care of these coma creatures. I mean, you can look that up. That's even in PBS documentaries. Total toxic waste. It's the same thing all over the place. And then they build the cheap widgets that we buy that break before you even get out of the box. Most things, if I actually buy it on the road at Walmart, if I have to, breaks within 5 minutes. I mean, I'm shocked when I buy something at a Target or a Walmart that actually works more than once. I bought a bottle opener the other day when I was out of town, made in China. It's all they had at the gas station, and it didn't work. It wouldn't open bottles. It wasn't even the right size. It's complete idiocy with suicide nets around the buildings where the iPads are made. Now, they're forcing them all off into the big cities where they then have to go on UN UNICEF assistance. Then you give money to, help the starving black kids, and then that's vaccines and HIV. They've caught the UN adding to it, and sterilants and all this garbage. All this garbage while they block industrialization. It is an incredible death sentence. And this article needs to be gotten out to everyone. To everyone. I'm going to be reporting on it more tonight on InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock. We're also going to get in tonight on the show to all these women shaving their heads for cancer awareness and men doing it and all the jogs and runs and events, but never talking about why is cancer tripled in most types. I keep saying doubled the last 10 years. I'm sorry. I went and looked at the numbers again, and on most types, it's tripled since 1980. Breast cancer right at tripled, other types, some have quadrupled, some are up sevenfold, tenfold, lung cancer in women, sevenfold, even though smoking's way down. By the way, I see disinformation campaigns. I was on Russia Today a few days ago, and I saw a commenter, and it's always the same dummy channel, saying, Alex Jones is a liar, I checked his facts, Switzerland is not the wealthiest country per capita. And then I saw the same dummy accounts responding, going, yes, I checked it, he's a liar. I was debating, you know, globalism and neutrality and how neutrality is always a good policy, as George Washington said, with the host. And I thought, well, I've known that for years, but let me check and make sure I'm wrong. I thought Luxembourg isn't really technically a country. It's a parking spot for the elite. But per capita, it's not as wealthy as Switzerland. And I said, I know Norway's close. Boom, pulled it up. World Factbook, Switzerland. For more than 20 years running, the wealthiest per capita country, over $217,000 adjusted dollars, even more in Swiss francs a year. So I see this continued disinfo campaign, not by people that don't like me, but they admit they have these programs through Cass Sunstein, the White House PR firms, but dummy accounts with no information, just saying everything I'm saying is a lie, and it's a hoax. It's a hoax. So just look for that. And see that and know that web-wide, no one is attacked like yours truly. And I ought to be glad. At least they're just doing that and not killing me. Okay? They're trying to assassinate my character. And that's fine. Because I don't care about myself. There's no future if we don't beat these people. Okay? But when I tell you the UN's been caught worldwide hundreds of times adding sterilants to vaccines, I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We're going to Aaron in a moment after Paul finishes. I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on yesterday. I'd interview her 10 years ago, and she wouldn't say it's on purpose. They're trying to kill us, world government. Now she's read all the documents, the Rockefeller documents. Now she sees 13 different manufacturers, Merck, making their vaccine, 13 labs making it, all of them on purpose, clearly had the adjuvant bound to the full virus, not an attenuated, and it's really meant to implant the virus inside the DNA of the body. And that's what all the medical scientists who've looked at it are saying. And I said to her, is this not staged? And she said, no, it's clearly staged. I mean, boom, right there. People are really facing the horror. Only facing it. Only facing it is going to defeat these people. I mean, even 2 years ago, she wasn't going that far. Only facing it is going to defeat them, okay? Ugh, I'm sorry. I'm just so upset. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in the name of global warming. And as Watson pointed out, this World Bank profit company that Al Gore and all of them are involved in, this company and other similar ones, and I literally see trendies all over Austin with, my car is offset. Like, I'm trendy. I'm driving a car, but it's offset. I'm paying thousands to these companies. And I've tried to talk to them on the street, and I'll say, listen, do you understand this is about population reduction? And they'll just say, I don't want to talk to you. And I'll say, come on, just let me talk to you on my iPhone real quick. Let me just explain. Okay, just look up the 1948-49 British Population Commission. Please, please. And they're just like, no, no, go listen to Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, I'm not with Rush Limbaugh. They just will not listen. They do. And it's like, look, they're L.A. Times, 30,000 blacks fleeing one town, tens of thousands of dead blacks everywhere. They're hacking up men, women, and children. It's genocide. It's wrong. And they just go, I don't care. I am liberal. I am trendy. Obama launched it. The U.N. wants it. Give it to me. You people are sick, disgusting filth. All right, I'm sorry. You're a bunch of scum. And the high-up ones know what they're doing, but the mid-level, low-level ones are like modern 21st century neo-Nazis and are so brainwashed, they don't even know it with the hippie hair and the patchouli and the sandals. And they're just a mechanized army that's almost unstoppable. And they will not listen. They do not care. And I don't care if you got tattoos, sandals, cowboy hats. I'm not into how you look. I'm just saying, it's Paul, I know I'm ranting here. Finish your points about this full spectrum analysis, how it's a total shut off of world resources, which will make us all deathly poor, dependent on government, so they can force their way on us. But for the third world, it is a total death sentence. They're really moving. It's official U.S. and U.N. policy, and we've got to stop this mass murder. I know it's trendy and a sacrament for the left to kill brown people while you tell us to give up all of our rights and guns and have government health care to euthanize us or we don't like brown people. I understand your guilt trip garbage and I'm done with it. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean, you know, it was Obama's very first decision when he got into the White House to increase funding to provide abortions for black children in the third world. So, yeah, I mean, all of these liberals and trendies go about their business saying, oh, it's to protect the poor, to protect black people. And they're supporting the very people who are killing black people en masse, like the World Bank, you know, working with the Obama administration just last year to prevent developing countries from building coal-fired plants. They don't want them to lift themselves out of poverty. We're talking about 561 million acres of land, an area the size of Northwest Europe since 2001, that have been swallowed up by these transnational corporations in the name of preventing global warming, kicking people off their land, destroying farms, burning down homes. And it's a eugenicist assault on the third world, and it's coming home. This is why they want us to live in a plandopolis with meat rations and the fact that we have to apply for permission to the government to drive a car once a week. So it's all coming home. This is the plan they've got for mankind. And now the geoengineering cloud is up there conducting experiments, throwing sulfur particles into the atmosphere again to stop global warming. These people in their own documents talk about how they want a global planetary regime to sterilize and kill everybody. And they're now in the White House. They've got the multi-million dollar scientific budgets and they're going to have their way.
And that's the thing, is that over the years going to college and then being at events with media and going to smart growth conferences, I'd be like, you know, this is a death sentence to the third world. And they all just look at you with these crazed eyes and go, it doesn't matter. You can't stop us, Jones. And the thing is, mid-level and upper-level, they know it's about a power grab and about killing people. And they're racist, and they committed. They said, how are we going to kill these black weeds, as Margaret Sanger said, and these brown weeds? And she said, we've got to pose as liberals to get their trust. These are quotes, so we can kill these subhumans. And they are so vicious. They are so evil. I've even talked to black socialists and people, and they won't discuss the abortion issue. It's their sacrament. It's their weird, sickening, disgusting, out-of-control power trip, and they'll even say to you, well, there are too many people, and they get off on it. Meanwhile, they're having their food manipulated, their water manipulated as well.
Well, I mean, obviously, as you said, you get to a certain level, and they know exactly what they're doing. It's like Bill Clinton at the Global Initiative earlier this week, says that, you know, Calderon stepped up to the plate because he helped plant half of the 1 million trees that their biodiversity agenda called for. What they don't tell you is that he also kicked off all these people from their land. Now they're living in absolute squalor and poverty and dying as a result of this. But, I mean, this is the agenda. This is why they want to
reduce. And headed their way from Mexico. This has been going on since the 80s. And so, in a way, again, I don't blame the illegals. They're just trying to live a better life. They were driven off their land. The point is, then they're brought here, put on welfare, taught to be anti-Second Amendment. These globalists have got to be dealt with, and they've got to be called out. Paul Watson, good job. I want you to get your report out to everybody. Please, 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 listeners, don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us. When you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, when you watch the newscast, when you download them and share them, when you share your passcode for PrisonPlanet.tv, when you spread the word about the show and alternative media, you fund our operation to continue researching and fighting and raising the alarm. We are the 21st century Paul Revere's. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, myself, my entire crew, you the listeners, you the activist. It is time to ring the alarm bells from every hill and mountain. It is time. We're sending our reporters to Bilderberg and to Denver for martial law takeover drills. I want to hire more reporters. I want to have reporters in different parts of the world every week. It's all possible when you fund us and support us by buying the T-shirts, the high-quality water filters, the shortwave radios, all the great stuff at Infowars.com. That is how you support us, and when you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Paul Watson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Coming up later, I'm going to get into this whole Palestinian statehood deal. This is all planned to blow up the Middle East and get World War III going. Okay, everybody wants me to cover it. I've covered it ad nauseum. Israel's not going anywhere. It's meant to start a big war. But you'll see. We're going to get to that coming up. Just absolutely amazing. Of course, nobody wants to talk about the 30,000 mostly black Libyans flee town, tens of thousands of dead blacks stacked up everywhere all over the country. Nobody wants to talk about that because it's not the cause celeb. It's not the trendiness. Now, going to Aaron Dykes. He's there with Darren McBreen. They filed incredible reports that are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, video reports, text reports. They're working with Kurt Nemo. Those are going up right now. They've been to a bunch of drills so far. There's more drills. Just like in Chicago, the drill for arresting people and putting them in a FEMA camp, that's even Fox News isn't allowed into that. And we confirmed this happened in Chicago last year. That's in our film. We had our guys there as well. Aaron Dykes, tell us what you're witnessing up there in Denver.
Well, it's total planned chaos, of course, Alex. The whole drill is so gigantic that it's completely compartmentalized over more than 100 government agencies, but it's all coordinated at the top from Department of Homeland Security, who paid for the grant that paid for the entire massive tent location drill that's going on today.
Now, what's the main goal? We know they do these to create an illusion of a real terror threat to shut down many parts of the city and create fear. It's a federalization drill, of course. I know you talked to a Homeland Security official who said it's all federal.
Yeah, that's right. They did the grant, as I said, from the top down, and all these agencies are more than happy to be integrated into it, Alex. I would say overall, this is a preparation for the very things Homeland Security told us to now expect from domestic terror attacks, including sports stadium locations, shopping mall locations, school locations, train station locations, and the rest of it, community college and elementary schools, Alex. And we've seen those all in the propaganda videos that get ready for that. And we were just inside the live school shooting drill, and they claimed it was a generic terrorist, but what it looked like was a returning veteran. He was dressed in fatigues. He had on gloves. He was a real kind of prepared shooter with an AR-15-type weapon or something similar.
Well, we know. Even the New York Times reports Explorer Scouts nationwide are, quote, trained to take on disgruntled vets and, quote, take them out.
Right. And then secondarily, they're using the trauma-based PSYOP against these children who they've made to participate in the drills. We're grown men over here, and we were a little shocked by the loud explosions and the shooting sounds inside this school. Meanwhile, they've got first and second graders and older children as well evacuating the building and being subjected to these.
Yeah, every school in the country, government training camp, is really a re-education camp. So you're saying they actually had the children in this one. Sometimes they don't even announce it to the children as young as five and come in and tell them they're going to kill them. All trauma-based mind control. Well, we're showing footage shot from the iPhone that's up at Infowars.com. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer right now, if you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars and watch it. We were just showing the SWAT teams running around in a school. What type of public school was it, and how old were the children?
Right. As I said, the children were as young as first grade, and this was Smedley Elementary School. Yes, Smedley Elementary School. I have the address if you want it.
Unbelievable. We're seeing the footage here. So they had children as young as 6 years of age, first grade, going through this. And you said there were explosions, shooting. I was also reading that there's got helicopters flying around and troops. So this is basically a giant fear op over the city.
That's exactly right. Of course, they publicized it ahead of time. They said, don't be worried. Get ready for loud explosions, smoke, and the rest of it. And so, again, inside the school, they had the fire alarms going off. They had simulated shots and explosions. It was very loud. They required us to wear earplugs. But at least they did let us in, whereas at the mall location, they were so paranoid from their top-down security that they wouldn't even let us in the parking lot without a little harassment. Whereas at the elementary school, they let us right in, and we were able to follow a SWAT team from a very close distance without any interference.
Unbelievable. And we're seeing the low-quality video you uploaded basically instantly. And we're going to get the high-quality as soon as you guys get back. We'll have reports tonight as well. I'm going to come back and let you finish up here, and then I'm going to go to Darren McBreen there on the ground with you as well. I appreciate you guys going on such short notice and the amazing job you do. Of course, folks, you've seen Aaron Dykes sitting in and hosting the InfoWars Nightly News and doing a superlative job. And also Darren McBreen with Man on the Street and other special reports doing an incredible job as well. And Rob Jacobson behind the scenes, Rob Dew, all the rest of the crew. We couldn't do this without them and your support. If you believe in this type of hardcore in the face of the globalist reporting, support us. Buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, all of it, and spread the word on the ground with that. And become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You can also go to InfoWarsNews.com to sign up. InfoWarsNews.com. More from Denver.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
More than 100 agencies are descending on Denver. They do this in many other cities as well. just creating this illusion that there are terrorists everywhere and you better give your liberties up. And, of course, the conspiracy theories have started. It's like, why is the Homeland Security guy talking to them at the mall shooting drill? And how did they get into the school drill? It's never about, hey, look, they got little kids training for martial law and they're traumatizing them. It's always we're Vatican assassins or something because you guys never get up, never go out, never do anything. Okay, media has been blocked from some events, but not from others. And, of course, COINTELPRO always turns it back on us. So it's about us instead of about the events that are taking place. I know Dew and them got in last year because they went and signed up with the media and witnessed them training to take on domestic groups. Just like I went to urban warfare drills. I remember in 98 and witnessed the Marines training to take our guns. And people then didn't say, oh, he's in the drills, he must be a globalist, instead of responding to the drill. They said, oh, this is fake. The hovercraft, the troop carrying ships. None of this is real. Any way you can not to address the issue of that the government saying terror attacks are coming. We're going to have to take your rights, groping you at the football stadiums, groping you at the malls. It's all happening. Now, going back to Aaron Dykes, Aaron, that is a good question overall, though. They're letting you into some events, but not into others. You say you talk to some media folks who are, and you guys are not allowed into the sports stadium, but they did let some media into this high school. So break that question down.
That's right, Alex. In fact, I wanted to address that. It's the compartmentalization, exactly like you would see if there was a 9/11 type event, with its plausible deniability and ignorance. You could see the SWAT team guys were working hard, doing a good job, that kind of thing, the different agencies, but then their coordinators come and interrogate us. And when we were at the mall location, they had different security patrols, a local county one, one for the mall, and one for the federal, and they kept coming by asking us questions, even though we checked in as media. Now, we talked with a mainstream reporter while we were at the school shooting drill, where they were very nice, unlike the mall location, let us in. He said his fellow compatriots were at the stadium, they were at the mall, they were at the other location, including the Union station, the train station, and they were not given access to any of the events. They weren't allowed to see the actual visuals. They're up on a riser where they can film the general area, but they can't actually see what's going on. That was not the case at the elementary school. And I guess it's due to the compartmentalization, because they let us right in. You know, we, of course, identified as media and called media contact.
Yeah, well, that's the key to all this. Now continuing here, Aaron, I'm reading in the news about helicopters, bomb drills. More of that is coming up. What did you see along that line? I saw highway signs flashing that a security drill is going on. I mean, this is really just about creating the illusion that terrorism is the most dangerous thing in the world, when slipping on wet cement is about 1,000 times more dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen streets blocked off, particularly by the elementary school, by the mall. We saw the signs, the video we posted earlier, warning of the public exercise drill going on. That was all around the highways. Certain lanes were blocked off. What was also interesting was the state, local, and county-level vehicles all had giant, massive counterterrorism, hazmat, bomb drill, huge RVs set up as cordon stations at the mall location where they're planning for the shooting drill. Again, not taking out the shooter or preventing any deaths, but just blocking off the area and taking command and getting ready to, you know, make a big scene after the fact. Also interesting was they had the SWAT teams on top of these vans and up on the mall where they had almost a parapet, kind of a second-level location where they had SWAT prime for snipers and so forth.
Yeah, this is all a martial law takeover drill. For the public, it's for fear-mongering to create the perception the threat is real. But internally, it's all about threat fusion centers, Homeland Security, a full federalization system. It's like testing nerve endings. They're testing the takeover and takedown of America.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.